Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Hello, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio. You might have noticed that this episode, it's titled Networking for Introverts, but I have a subtitle for our topic today, too. The whole title for the program is Networking for Introverts and for Extroverts and Ambiverts, too. Okay, so let's talk about this whole introvert, extrovert, ambivert thing. Imagine I've drawn a line on a piece of paper, and on one end of the line you have introverts, and on the other end of the line you have extroverts, and in the middle you have what psychologists call ambiverts. Now, ambiverts, they have a blend of the extroverted and introverted traits, and the term ambivert just describes someone who's super close to the middle. In case you didn't know this, it was Carl Jung who came up with the terms introvert and extrovert, but I love how we now have this middle of the line personality description, because some of us do fall more in the middle. Even Jung himself, he believed that we all fall somewhere near the middle than on the extreme ends. He was famous for saying, "There is no such thing as a pure introvert or extrovert. Such a person would be in a lunatic asylum." Now, according to one website that I found, introvertdear.com, obviously they write about introverts, but they have this article, and it describes ambiverts, and they say that true ambiverts may be relatively rare. Some estimates put them at 20% of the population or less, and they have 11 traits describing ambiverts in the article. I fit into about seven, maybe seven and a half of them. So I won't call myself an ambivert. I already know that I'm definitely more on the introverted side of the line. And the way I know, it's based on how introverts and extroverts are supposed to get energy. And so based on that, I know I'm a classic introvert. You see, introverts, they tend to recharge by spending time alone. They lose energy for when they're around people, especially for long periods of time, and especially if it's a large crowd. On the other hand, extroverts, they tend to gain energy from other people, being around people. They lose energy when they spend too much time alone, and they recharge by being super social. So, yes, I know I'm an introvert because I have come to realize just how important my alone time is. I have even gone so far as to fiercely protect it. I block alone time on my calendar now because I know that I have to counterbalance it when I have, especially when I've spent a lot of people time. Now, for me, self-pampering would look like a quiet nature walk, a picnic alone outside in nature. That's all I need, and I'll feel self-pampered and recharged. On the other hand, my daughter, who is an extrovert, would take the classic definition of self-pampering literally. She would love to spend her time in a luxury spa, getting waited on hand and foot by a team of spa professionals, someone doing her nails, someone doing her pedicure, like a group of them together, so she could chat with them. That would be like her ideal self-pampering experience, being with people, being surrounded by people, interacting with them. That usually gives her energy. Now, I can do that too. I just know that I need alone time to recharge myself after I'm with people for a while. Okay, so that essentially explains the differences, but I want to be clear about something. I just want to say, just because you're introverted doesn't mean you're shy. Shyness is a whole different thing. And it doesn't mean you're antisocial. We are all social. Humans are social creatures. We are primates, and we absolutely need social groups like any primate does in order to flourish. So when it comes to making personal connections, we need family, we need friends. And when it comes to professional advancement, career in our career, whether it's going for promotion at work, whether it's starting a business, growing a business, looking for a great new job, doesn't matter, we all need social groups to flourish. So while it's especially important for introverts to hear this advice I have today, it's actually meant for everyone, extroverts and ambiverts too, so that we all can network with ease. In fact, extroverts sometimes have a challenge too. It's just they have maybe different reasons that they have challenges. Because what we all have in common, what we all need to be thinking about when it comes to networking, is that we have the same purpose, and that is to build relationships. So that's my first tip, and it's for everyone. Make relationship building the number one reason for why you're networking. You might think the purpose of networking is to get information or resource recommendations, or maybe it's to help get a problem that you have solved, or you might think networking is so you can ask for a job or to sell something to someone. And you'd be wrong, because it's not about that. It's about building relationships, mutually beneficial relationships. So go in with the idea that you're going to make friends first. And then secondarily, you can occasionally exchange crucial information with your group. It could lead to something mutually useful. A mentor once told me that relationships are like bank accounts, and this has always stuck with me. She said, you can't take anything out unless you put something in. So even though you may go to your network to get information or ask for a job or sell something or whatever, you won't get far without having first established a relationship. There must be a relationship in which you've put something into it. Okay, so that leads me to my second tip, which is good for all personality styles as well, and that is to be generous and give value. In her book, The Secrets of Savvy Networking, Susan Rowan, she explains that good networkers are visionaries and they do things for people for no apparent reason or immediate return. Now, this is something I read. This is a book that I read in the 1990s when I first learned to network. And when I read that, I went, yeah, that's good all-around advice for being a good person. But she's right. It is extremely important in networking. Since networking is a reciprocal process, you need to figure out what you can give back or give first when you decide that you want to ask for something, right? So here's what I often tell people, because they come to me, they say, I can't think of anything I have of value. I don't want to go out there just asking for things and not give any value, so what do I do? So if you're meeting someone for the first time, a really simple way to give value is to offer to keep your eyes open for resources that they'll need. You could say something like, I've been networking and meeting all kinds of great people, and if there is a resource or someone you want me to introduce you to, don't hesitate to let me know. And something like that can go a long way because you're offering something first. Now here's another good tip. This is especially useful too when meeting new people, and that is to ask about them first. This is tough sometimes for extroverts, I understand. An extrovert once told me that sometimes they have to keep themselves from wanting to just talk all about themselves first, especially if they're talking to an introvert. Introverts want to keep quiet and hear the other person go first, so it's really interesting. But if you let them talk about themselves before you talk about yourself, you won't feel as self-conscious. This is really important for introverts to understand. It's a strength. Capitalize on it. So your goal is to hear them talk and pull out information so that you can find out what you might have in common. Find out what you have in common with the other person and develop the relationship from there. After that initial meeting, you could follow up. Maybe if you find an article that is about the topic you discussed, you can follow up with an article. And if you're in the conversation the very first time with someone, you really need a good icebreaker. Maybe not openly talking about themselves. Maybe you're talking to another introvert. A good icebreaker is to talk about great movies that you've seen recently. That's always a tried and true icebreaker. And it's a lot more interesting, usually, than the weather. So, I mean, of course, unless you're having some unusual and therefore conversation-worthy weather, of course, then, of course, by all means, talk about the weather. So anyway, if it is your strength because you're an introvert, capitalize on it. Go ahead and let them talk first. All right. My final tip is especially helpful for the reluctant introvert, though everyone needs to hear this too, and if you hear it, you'll agree. Figure out what motivates you. For me, it tends to be a couple of things. First, I have a love of learning. When it comes to learning something new, if I find it interesting and helpful, especially if it's something to do with my career or if it's something to do with personal development, which is a big fascination I have, that's a strong motivator to get me off the couch or away from my desk to go attend an event. The second thing for me is about getting involved. If I get involved in the organization where I like to network, I'm more likely to show up for events. And one of the networking books that I read back in the 1990s actually did suggest that you should have a host mentality. So how can you actually show up at an event and then ask if you can help out? Like if you go to a friend's party, go into the kitchen, find the host or hostess and ask, how can I help? Getting involved is really a big thing. I've gotten so involved, in fact, that I helped to co-found a networking group for career development professionals way back in 2005. And to this day, I still volunteer regularly to help set up our quarterly events. And I cannot remember the last time I missed a quarterly event. So for me, it's about continuous learning and being of service that gets my butt out the door to go network. What would be a strong motivator for you, especially if you tend to be more introverted like me, and so it's not all about the social reasons to get out there like an extrovert might have? Okay, so a quick recap, the four tips I just gave you. Make building relationships the number one reason why you're networking. Be generous and give value. When meeting new people, ask about them first. And figure out what motivates you to get out there to network, especially if you're an introvert. All right, so before I wrap up this episode of Be Radiant Radio, let me give you a link to use just in case you want to reach out, want to connect with me. It'll take you to my website. Just use angelaloeb.com and let's connect. I have social media links. You can connect with me there too. Thanks so much for joining me today. I had a blast talking about networking with you today. Until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.